I am in a hot air balloon, 1,000 feet above Nebraska, floating on a current of electric wind. The sky is very bright, having passed its midterms with flying colors. I have a road map, but none of the lines on it leads in the same direction those on the ground seem to. I fold up the map into an origami figure, possibly a bird, and cram it into my pocket. But it escapes and leaps over the side of the balloon basket. I step out to retrieve it, and suddenly the balloon shoots upward 100 feet and stays there. I put the map back in my pocket and sew it shut with a needle and thread that has followed me out of the balloon basket. Then I begin to climb up to the balloon. It's hard work, and I have to rest frequently. The map breaks through my pocket and flies up to the balloon. A parrot lands on my shoulder, then another. They stare at me lasciviously. They are both on my left shoulder, and this causes my equilibrium to go out of kilter, and I begin to spin. I try to spin a yarn, but the birds lose interest and fly away. Nearby, a wedding is in progress. The bride and groom are dressed in gaudy clothes, and the best man is holding an enormous ring. Upon closer examination, I note the clothes are actually feathers, and it isn't a wedding, it's a wrestling match. The best man, or rather the referee, isn't so much holding the ring as he is dancing around in it. I myself feel like dancing, but I'm all thumbs when I don't have a floor to stand on. The hot air balloon has sneaked back down to watch and is hovering only a few feet above my head. I grab hold of the map, which is perched on the basket sill, and haul myself aboard. The captain hands me a cup of tea and a kilt, lectures me on the importance of being Ernest Hemingway, not my real name, crawls into the mouth of a giant glowworm and disappears, as does Nebraska. I am obviously on the wrong balloon. As the sun sinks below the horizon, the captain sings below decks, and the two do not seem mutually exclusive. The balloon begins to descend, slowly at first, then more rapidly as it crashes through a passing cold front. The captain reappears and orders us to abandon ship, me, the two parrots, and the referee. The ground is still far away. The people look like ants. Wait, they are ants. Big ones, fenced in a corral. It's my uncle's ant farm, nestled in a narrow valley with high glass walls. The balloon lands next to a red plastic farmhouse. The doors are painted on, impeding entry. The map, however, slips from my fingers and flies through the window. A great commotion ensues from inside. It sounds like antlers. That is, if an antler could make a sound, that's what it would sound like. The horizon moves perpendicular to the farmhouse, and it begins to rain ants, who seem a lot less perturbed about things than they have a right to be. The balloon tilts crazily, trying valiantly to establish where Up Now is. An ant lands next to me and squawks. Or maybe it's a parrot. I'm not sure. The kilt has wrapped itself around my head and I can't see anything but plaid. The captain returns motioning for silence. Fine with me, but try telling that to the antlers. I clamber back into the basket and we take off at once. A military honor guard hails our departure with a 21-gun salute, but one of the bullets punctures our balloon, which precipitates a rapid descent. Down is no longer a matter of conjecture, for below is what can only be Nebraska. I can even make out several chitinous roads which appear on the map, now once again tucked in my pocket. The rustlers, wedded and much less combative, stop to wave. The parrots watch with minimal interest. The ants, dribbling brie, dance a formicary fandango. The captain disappears again, taking my tea with him. 500 feet, 300 feet, 200, 75. The wind whooshes by in great clumps now, snatching my breath away. I grab it back, tell myself there's nothing to worry about, but I'm not paying attention. Not to myself, anyway. I'm listening to the antlers, now louder than the wind. They resonate on a frequency, I think it's a 6, that causes my pocket to vibrate sympathetically. My nerves are shot, though not ballistically, and I feel like a nearsighted duck in a cactus factory. Perhaps one day I'll learn to relax. Or else find the right balloon